Padilla wins California U.S. Senate primary, will face Muser on November 8. Appointed U.S. Senator Alex Padilla has secured his spot on the November 8 ballot after taking a solid lead over opponents in the June 7 state primary election. Padilla also won the special vacancy election to serve out the remainder of the current Senate term, ending January 3, 2023. He was appointed by California Governor Gavin Newsom to the U.S. Senate when then-Sen. Kamala Harris left to join the Biden administration in 2021. In the election for the next six-year Senate term, Padilla earned 56.1% of the vote. Muser came in second, securing himself a spot on the ballot with 12%. In California's jungle primary system, only the top two vote-getters, regardless of party affiliation, would advance to the November 8 midterm election. The slate of candidates for the full six-year term consisted of six Democrats, 10 Republicans, four independents, and one candidate for each the Green Party and the Peace and Freedom Party. Padilla is a former Los Angeles city councilor and state senator. He served as California's Secretary of State before he was appointed to the U.S. Senate. He has also worked as a campaign manager for several Democratic politicians, including Senator Dianne Feinstein. He has dozens of weighty endorsements from the California Democratic Party and prominent Democratic leaders, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Governor Gavin Newsom, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, San Francisco Mayor London Breed, and U.S. Representatives Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Maxine Waters. He is also heavily backed by labor unions such as SEIU California, the National Nurses Union, and the California Teachers Association. Padilla has sought to cut funding for federal immigration enforcement and to boost social safety benefits for illegal aliens. The son of working-class Mexican immigrants, he has called former President Donald Trump's border wall racist and has pushed for immigration reform, sanctuary cities, and an end to Title 42. He has also advocated for a more aggressive campaign to get school-aged children vaccinated against COVID-19, claiming that vaccine is safe and effective for kids. Muser, an attorney with Dillon Law Group, is endorsed by the California Republican Party. He has assisted in legal battles against COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates and election integrity-related matters. Muser blames the Democratic Party's progressive agenda for the nation's economic woes, including sky-high gas prices. He has called for government spending cuts to control inflation and has pushed for a balanced budget. He has promised to keep fighting for parental rights and stands against gender ideology and race-based indoctrination in schools. Rather than learning tolerance, kids are being sexualized and taught to hate through LGBTQ indoctrination and critical race theory, he said. Muser said kids should get back to the real three rupees: reading, writing, and arithmetic.